FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Riley Hart here, and welcome back to another day of gentle living with Soft Girl Morning. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, nurturing your inner child's healing. Ever feel like a part of you is still holding on to childhood hurts or insecurities? Yeah, me too, and that's totally okay. We all carry those experiences within us, but the good news is, we can learn to heal and love those parts of ourselves unconditionally. Think about it. Your inner child is that innocent, playful, and imaginative version of you that deserves so much love and attention. They hold on to those dreams, those passions, and that pure joy that sometimes gets buried under the weight of adulting. It's time to dust them off, give them a little TLC, and remind them just how awesome they are. So, what does it really mean to nurture your inner child's healing? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your life. 1. Acknowledge the hurts. First things first, we need to acknowledge those old wounds. Maybe there were childhood experiences that left you feeling hurt, scared, or unseen. It could be anything from a difficult family dynamic to teasing at school or even just feeling misunderstood. Don't try to sweep these feelings under the rug. Recognizing them is the first step towards healing. Remember, it takes courage to face our past, but it's also incredibly liberating. 2. Practice self-compassion. Now that you've acknowledged those hurts, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through something similar. Be gentle with yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for their past experiences, so why do it to yourself? 3. Rediscover joy. Think back to things that used to bring you pure joy as a child, painting, dancing, building forts, reading fairy tales, whatever it was. Start incorporating those activities back into your life, even if it feels silly at first. Playfulness and imagination are powerful tools for healing and reminding yourself of the simple joys in life. 4. Create safe spaces. We all need places where we feel safe, loved, and accepted. This could be a cozy corner in your home, a beautiful park you love to visit, or even just a quiet moment with a good book. Make time to nurture these spaces and let them become sanctuaries for your inner child. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this journey alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist who specializes in childhood trauma. Sharing your experiences and having someone listen without judgment can be incredibly healing. You know that feeling when you see a child laughing hysterically, their eyes sparkling with pure joy? It's contagious, right? That's the power of our inner child, that boundless enthusiasm and ability to find wonder in the simplest things. It's time to reclaim that magic. Think about a time when you felt truly happy as a child. Maybe it was building sandcastles at the beach, playing dress up with your siblings, or having a sleepover with your best friends. What made those moments so special? Was there a particular activity, feeling, or sense of freedom that stood out? Now, imagine incorporating some of those elements into your life today. Maybe it's taking a spontaneous dance break in your living room, relearning how to draw or paint, or simply dedicating time each day to playfulness and creativity. It's all about bringing back that sense of joy and wonder that you once felt so naturally as a child. So remember, beautiful souls, nurturing your inner child is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep showing up for that little voice within you that deserves all the love and care in the world. Today, I challenge you to do something that brings you back to that childlike sense of joy. Maybe it's taking a walk barefoot on grass, listening to your favorite childhood song, or simply spending some quality time with someone who makes you laugh. I can't wait to hear about your experiences. Share your thoughts, stories, and tips in the comments below, and let's continue this beautiful journey of gentle living together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.